I'd like to bring this to a vote. All those in favor of approving the acquisition of CH Energy Group by Fortis Inc. and related transaction, as described by Judges Presteman and Epstein, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the recommendations are adopted.
And so went the Public Service Commission's vote in favor of the acquisition by Canadian energy company Fortis Inc. of CH Energy Group, parent company of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. Supporters, including Barry Perry, Vice President Finance and Chief Financial Officer of Fortis, are gratified.
Well, Allison, you know, we're delighted with the fact that the Commission recognized the benefits for customers associated with our transaction, and we're looking forward to getting the order from the Commission so we can close the transaction and start delivering those benefits to our customers.
He refers to the official written order to be issued by the PSC likely within a week or so. Yet opponents such as Dan Duthie call the day tremendously disappointing. Duthie is a utilities attorney who has been advising opponents, Citizens for Local Power, and a municipal consortium.
The Public Service Commission, I believe, has put the interests of the state being open to business ahead of the interests of the municipalities and the elected officials who unanimously wanted this acquisition to be denied. And so I think we have a major problem here with a state agency telling the local folks that their opinion doesn't count.
Elected officials who voiced strong opposition to the merger include Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, who criticized the PSC's approval, while U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, also a Democrat, had said he could not support the merger unless his concerns were met. Yet some elected officials who had raised several concerns now say they're pleased with recent enhancements to the merger proposal. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson says he met with those involved in the merger.
They addressed the biggest concerns that I had, and I'm optimistic that moving forward we'll see this merger continue to be beneficial to the Hudson Valley.
Some of the concerns and subsequent enhancements include a reworked agreement with union workers and a one-year rate freeze extension.
We're not going to give them a free pass here. We've made it very clear that we expect them to keep their word, that we will be holding them accountable. We will be watching them very closely, and you can expect my office to be the first to speak up should we see things happening that have negative impacts on the users in this Hudson Valley region.
CH Energy Group Chairman, President, and CEO Stephen Lant breathed a sigh of relief.
And we entered into it because we thought it was the right thing to do for all of our stakeholders, and the longer we've worked on it, the more convinced I am that that's the case. And it was very gratifying to see that the commission recognized that and thought it was really compelling. A lot of very flattering things were said by the commission about both Fortis and Central Hudson during the session, and so it was a very gratifying day.
Jen Metzger is with Citizens for Local Power, the group advised by attorney Dan Duthie. Metzger says that while the group was formed initially solely to oppose the utility merger, she sees the group continuing with its local power mission and taking what she calls a negative decision by the PSC down a positive road.
All of the local governments that we have spoken with are very interested in sustaining that consortium and really using it as a framework for collaboration.
As Citizens for Local Power looks past Thursday's decision in favor of Fortis and CH Energy Group, Dan Duthie notes there are two possible avenues for appealing the PSC decision, but he would have to review the written order to assess the viability of taking the case further and consult his client. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.